发生
earthquakes
地震
tsunamis
海啸
this was in Japan a few years ago
这是几年前在日本
and Jesus said there will be many false Christs
耶稣说会有很多的假基督
this man lives in Russia and he says he's a Christ
这个人在俄罗斯他自己说自己是基督
this man is from Korea and he said he was a Christ
这个人是韩国人他也说自己是基督
And this man lived in India 150 years ago.
这个人150年前在印度。
He also said he was a Christ.
他也说他是基督。
There are 20 to 30 million followers, even today.
直到今天，他也有2000到3000万的跟随者。
And I met one of them right here in Virginia.
那我也在我们的 Virginia 州见到一个。
And he's evangelizing his faith to people in America.
他在向美国人传讲这个信息。
Jesus also said there will be wars between nations.
耶稣也会说国要攻打国。
And we witnessed in 2010 two Muslim people groups fighting each other.
2010年我们也见证了穆斯林的一个内战。
But if we even today we see ISIS killing other Muslims.
今天我们看到ISIS 也是在杀害其他的穆斯林。
And so what Jesus said 2,000 years ago is happening right before our eyes.
耶稣2000年所说的话就在我们眼前正在发生着。
But if in the midst of all this, Jesus says, don't run away, don't be afraid, go forward with the gospel.
但就在这其中，耶稣也说，不要逃避，不要躲开，而是要将福音带出去。
In the verses that we read this morning, never did Jesus say, be safe, run away, hide. Actually, he said, go forth. Be on your guard. You'll be arrested.
在这些事情之中，耶稣没有说你们要考虑自己的安全，你们要躲开逃避，而是说要带着福音走出去，向前进。
Because Jesus said, there will be many people who will need to hear the gospel.
耶稣说会有很多人需要听到福音。
So right now there are 7 billion people in the world.
现在世界上有70亿人。
About 2 billion Christians.
20亿的基督徒。
1 billion Chinese.
十几亿的中国人。
So if all of China becomes a Christian, wow, that's amazing.
如果中国人都成为基督徒，会很神奇。
But also it means 5 billion who don't know Jesus.
那在这不认识耶稣的50亿人中
，And God's heart is broken for them.
神的心为他们而忧伤。
Many of them are Muslims.
很多人是穆斯林。
1.5 billion Muslims.
15亿。
Jesus died for them.
耶稣为他们而死。
He died for us, but he also died for the Muslims.
他为我们而死，他同时也为那些人而死。
And we need to preach the gospel to all people everywhere.
我们需要将福音传给所有人。
So if we look back at the commands of Jesus, all these words, Jesus is saying, be on your guard and don't be afraid.
我们看耶稣所给我们的这些使命，都是说要装备自己，不要害怕。
And he said, when you are arrested, don't worry about what to say.
当你被拘捕的时候，不要担心要说什么。
He said, I will give you the words.
我会给你当说的话。
The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom.
圣灵会给你智慧。
So I want to share about our story.
我想分享一下我们的故事。
That's our family.
这是我的家人的照片。
And my wife and I, I'm an engineer, she's a pharmacist.
我是一个工程师，她是一个医药师。
And after we got married, God blessed us with 3 children.
当我和我的妻子结婚以后，神祝福给我们三个孩子。
And in year 2000, we went to Uzbekistan.
在2000年，我们去了乌兹别克斯坦。
These are our parents.
这是我们的父母。
My parents and my wife's parents all are from North Korea.
我的父母和我妻子的父母都来自于朝鲜。
And my father actually was born in Pyongyang.
我的父亲在平壤出生。
And he was a pastor at young age, 18, he became a pastor in Pyongyang.
从18岁开始，他成为一个牧师。
And the communists came and arrested
him
and put him in prison.
后来北韩的人就将他抓起来放在监狱里。
And when the Korean War started in 1950,
1950年朝鲜内战开始的时候
the American soldiers came and freed him.
美国的士兵来解救了他。
And he escaped to the south.
他逃到了南边。
And so My parents have 6 children and my wife's parents 5 children.
我的父母他们有六个孩子，我的妻子的父母有五个孩子。
They wanted to have many children as possible.
他们想要生养众多。
All of them are with the Lord Jesus except for my wife's mother. She is still alive and she's 80 years old.
所有的这些人他们都归到主怀，除了我妻子的母亲现在80岁还在世。
We have a heart for North Korea.
我们对于朝鲜有一颗热心。
There are people.
那边有很多人。
But somehow God called us to be missionaries to Muslims.
但是神却呼召我们去向穆斯林传福音。
We love the Muslim people.
我们爱穆斯林人。
God loves them.
神爱他们。
But I want to share with you, people with Chinese visa can go to North Korea without, no, Chinese passport.Can go to North Korea without any visa.
我想说的是，有中国护照的人去朝鲜不需要签证。
So I pray that in the future, men like Bo will go to North Korea.
所以，我们祷告，希望有很多的勇士可以到朝鲜。
What we want to do, we cannot. But God uses someone else.
我们有一些自己不能做的事情。神会用其他的人来做。
So we went to a country called Uzbekistan.
我们去到乌兹别克斯坦。
It's just west of China.
在中国的西边。
And this is the city we lived in for 6 years.
这是我们居住在那里有六年的一个城市。
And we took our little kids, ages 8, 7, and 3.
我带着我们的这几个孩子，当时他们是8岁、6岁和3岁。
And when we were going there.Our Korean church, they were worried about our children.
当我们去的时候，我们的韩国教会很担心我们的孩子。
And they said Fairfax County is the best public school. Why are you taking your kids to another country?
他说，Virginia 这个 Fairfax 郡的有最好的公立学校，为什么要带他们去那里？
They will become dummies.
他们会变得很笨。
They said, and my wife said, we're going to do homeschooling.
我的妻子说，我们要在家里教导他们。
And I said.She's a pharmacist. She's not a teacher.
她是一个药学师，她不是一个老师。
And she did. She worked really hard as a homeschool teacher.
她在家里面很辛苦的教导孩子。
And I want my wife to stand up just to say, take a bow.
我想要我的妻子站起来。
So God blessed me with a gift from heaven.
神给了我一个从天上而来的祝福。
Okay, Proverbs 18:22.
箴言书3:5-6，我来为大家读。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自。
I'm sorry. Proverbs 18:22.
Oh, sorry. 18.
This is a good verse for husbands.
箴言书18:22。得着贤妻的。是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
It says, "He who God has given us favor through our wives."
神通过我们的妻子祝福我们。
I know he's been married 8 months. His wife is a gift to him.
这是对于我个人我。我八个月前结婚，那我的妻子是神给我的祝福。
My wife is a gift to me.
我的
from God.
车牧师的妻子也是神给他的祝福。
God gives good gifts.
神给我们好的祝福。
He doesn't give bad gifts.
他不会给坏的。
And so when we go to heaven,
当我们到天上的时候
，It's not like Walmart.
不会像沃尔玛超市一样。
There's no customer service desk.
没有一个客户服务柜台。
No return, no exchange.
不会有退货服务。
When we get married, it's for life.
当我们结婚的时候，这是一生的承诺。
God hates divorce.
神不喜悦离婚。
He wants husbands to love their wives as a gift from God.
他要丈夫对妻子像对一个从神而来的礼物一样的爱她。
And sometimes we get into argument.
有时候我们会有争论。
We don't understand the gift from God.
我们不会理解这个来自于上帝的祝福。
We have problem with our wives.
我们与妻子有问题。
Then we need to read the owner's manual.
我们需要读一下这本使用说明书。
I share this with my Muslim friends.
我和我的穆斯林的朋友分享这一点。
They love it.
他们很爱听。
They don't have anything like this in the Quran.
在古兰经里没有任何的教导。
So even Kurdish Muslims, when they get married, they want to invite us to preach to them.
所以就是吉尔吉斯那边的人结婚的时候，也需要我们去为他们做辅导。
The word of God is alive.
神的话语是活的。
Jesus said things that Muhammad never had any idea.
耶稣所说的话，穆罕默德从来没有理解。
That's why Muslims want to hear the teachings of Jesus.
所以穆斯林想要听耶稣的教导。
And he wants you to go and teach them.
他希望你们去教导。
So then we went to Uzbekistan.
然后我们到乌兹别克斯坦。
And because I was an engineer, I became a professor at this university in Samarkand.
因为我是学电气工程的，所以我成了这个萨马尔汗教授的客座教授，大学的客座教授。
And when we went in, we prayed this prayer: God, you're the Lord of the harvest. This is your harvest field. How do you want us to do mission?
当我们去到那里的时候，我说：“神，这是你的土地，我们应当怎样的来传讲福音？”
And God answered us.
神回答了我们。
At this retreat for missionaries.
在这个为宣教士的退休会里面。
And the Lord spoke to our hearts.
神对着我们的心说话。
And he said, "Do not fear."
他说不要害怕。
Because during that time, many missionaries were afraid.
因为在那个时候，很多宣教士会害怕。
Some missionary families were kicked out of the country.
有一些人被驱逐出境。
And the Lord said to us, "Do not fear, for I am with you."
神对我们说，不要怕，我与你同在。
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
不要担心，因为我是你的神。
And I will strengthen you and help you.
我会坚立你，帮助你。
And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我会用我公义的右手举起你。
And God also said to us, "Worship me."
神也说，来敬拜我。
Even if you have few people, start coming together to worship.
哪怕你只有很少的人，聚集起来敬拜。
When we offer up worship,
当我们敬拜
，God's presence will come.
神的同在就会临到。
And then He will start working in the lives of people around us.
然后他也会在每个人的生活、生命里面动工。
So this is our house in Samarkand.
这是我们在撒马尔罕居住的房子。
Two times a month, we invited other missionaries to come to worship and pray.
每个月有两次，我们邀请所有的宣教士来敬拜、祷告。
And、2 weeks after that, we had our first convert, first believer.
在两个星期之后，我们就有了我们的第一个结的果子。
And over the next 3 years, over 100 believers came, and we baptized 60 of them.
接下来的3年里面，有100个人归向耶稣，我们为其中的60个人施洗。
And one of them is this young man named Muzaffar.
其中有一个年轻人，他叫 Muzaffar.
He was a smart university student.
他是一个在大学里面读书的很聪明的学生。
He knew 3 languages.
他会说3种语言。
Uzbek, Russian, and English.
乌兹别克语、俄语还有英文。
And we asked him to be our Uzbek language teacher using this book.
我们邀请他用圣经来教我们乌兹别克文。
And we gave him a copy of the Uzbek Bible.
我们给了他一本乌兹别克文的圣经。
And he said, "Sure, I will teach you."
他说好，我会教你们。
And he read through the entire Uzbek New Testament in 1 month.
他在一个月之内把乌兹别克文的新约读了完整的读惯。
And his heart was hungry.
他的心里面很渴慕。
He liked what he was reading in the Bible.
他很喜欢圣经里的话语。
It was different from the Quran.
与古兰经里不同。
And he was struggling, which is right? Is it the Bible or the Quran?
他在挣扎着，到底哪一个是正确的？
Should I follow Jesus or Muhammad?
我是要跟随耶稣还是穆罕默德？
And God answered his question.
神回答了他的问题。
One night he was sleeping in his room.
有一天晚上他在屋里睡觉。
Around midnight, someone came into his room.
午夜的时候有人进到他的房间。
He thought it was his father.
他以为是他的父亲。
But it was not his father. It was a spirit of death.
但不是他的父亲，是一个死亡的恶灵。
And as soon as this demon came in, he could not move any part of his body.
这个魔鬼进来的时候，他的身体就不能动。
And it got top on top of him and started choking him.
他在这个人的上面开始扼住他的喉咙。
He could not breathe.
他不可以呼吸。
And he knew he was dying.
他知道他快要死了。
So he called out in his heart.
所以他在心里面呼求。
Help me, Allah.
阿拉帮助我。
Nothing happened.
没有什么事情发生。
Help me, Hudo, which is the Uzbek word for God.
Hudo 就是乌兹别克语里面对阿拉的名字来呼求。
Nothing happened.
也没有事情发生。
Help me, Muhammad.
他又说，穆罕默德帮助我。
Nothing.And finally, he asked, "Help me, Isa Masih."
什么事情都没有发生。他最后说 ，Isa Masih 帮助我。
That means Jesus Christ in Uzbek.
这是在乌兹别克语的乌兹别克语的意思是耶稣基督。
And a beam of light came down from heaven.
有一束光从天上降下。
It struck the demon.
击打了那个魔鬼。
And it disappeared.
然后消失了。
And Muzaffar could breathe again.
Muzaffar 他又可以呼吸。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
That's how he came to faith in Jesus Christ.
这是他怎么样的来到耶稣基督前面。
And so 2 years later, he was baptized.
两年后他受洗。
His wife was baptized.
他的妻子也受洗。
And his sister.
他的妹妹也受洗。
Three from this family were baptized.
这个家里有三个人受洗。
2 weeks later, his parents came to our house.
两周以后他的父母到我们家来。
And they said, I am angry with you.
他说我对你们很生气。
Muzaffar's father was professor at the same university where I was teaching.
Muzaffar 的父亲是我在做客座教授那个大学里面的老师。
And he said, "You have betrayed me."
他说你背叛了我。
My children are now Christians going to your church.
我们的孩子现在成了去你们教会的基督徒。
This is a huge shame for me.
这对我来说是个羞辱。
I want them back to my house as Muslims.
我要他们回到我们的家成为穆斯林。
And I told them we cannot do that.
我说我们不能做。
They're not little kids.
他们不是小孩子。
They're adults.
他们是成人。
They made their decision.
他们做出了这个选择。
Then Muzaffar's father told us, "Then I'm going to report you to secret police."
Muzaffar 的父亲就说，那我就会向特工来警报你，举报你。
2 weeks later, the five of us were arrested.
两周以后，我们五个人被拘捕了。
And we were taken to the police station.
我们被带到警局。
And the police chief starts interrogating me.
里面的警长开始审讯我们。
And just like what we read this morning,
就好像我们在马可福音里面读到的。
Jesus said, "When you are arrested, don't worry about what to say."
耶稣说，当你被捕的时候，不要担心说什么。
The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say.
圣灵会给你当说的话。
So the police chief asked me a question.
这个警长问了我一个问题。
You are supposed to be teaching computer classes at the university. What are you doing teaching another religion to my people?
你应该在学校里面教电脑的课程，你为什么要教导信仰的内容？
Instead of answering him,
我没有直接回答他的问题。
I gave him a question.
我反问他一个问题。
This is where the Holy Spirit started giving me the words to say.
从这里开始，圣灵就开始给我当说的话。
Just like sometimes Jesus, he doesn't answer the Pharisees, he gives them a question.
就像耶稣他有时不会直接地回答法利赛人的问题，他会给他们反问一个问题。
So when he asked me, "Why are you teaching another religion?"
当他问我为什么要教导另一个宗教，
I gave him a question.
我问他一个问题。
I said, "Look at your country."
我说看看你们的国家。
Look at Uzbekistan.
看看乌兹别克斯坦。
You have no jobs here.
这里没有工作。
So people are leaving here to go to other country to look for jobs.
人们离开这里到其他国家去寻找工作。
They're going to Russia, Europe, America, and even Korea, where I'm from.
去俄罗斯，去欧洲，去美国，甚至到韩国去。
And when I mentioned Korea, he said, "That's true."
当我说到韩国的时候，他说是的。
My nephew is in Korea right now.
我的侄子就在韩国。
And he's working there.
他在那边工作。
And then he said, "I love Korea, LG, Samsung."
他说我喜欢韩国，我也喜欢 LG 还有三星这些品牌。
And he said, "God has blessed your country."
他说神祝福你的国家。
And I said, "Your country, Uzbekistan, has lots of wealth."
我说你们的国家有很多的财富，乌兹别克斯坦。
You have gold and natural gas and cotton.
你有黄金、天然气还有棉花。
But all that wealth is staying at the top.
不，所有的财富都在上层阶级。
And it's not going to the people below.
并没有给到人民的手里。
And the teacher's salary is $20 a month. They cannot live like that.
做教师的每个月的工资只有20美金，他们没有办法生存。
So there's bribery in the education system.
所以在教育系统里面会有贪污腐败。
This is not God's blessing.
这不是神的祝福。
God's blessing will come to your country when you have people worthy of His blessing.
当你的国家拥有值得神祝福的这些人的时候，神的祝福就会临到这个国家。
And that worthiness comes through His truth.
那个值得那个价值来自于真理
And I explained what happened in Korea
我给他解释了在韩国发生的事情
150 years ago we had nothing
150年前什么也没有
But people came from Europe, from America And they told us about the truth
但有人从欧洲从美国来给了我们真理
They told us about the living God
告诉我们这个活着的神
And through Jesus Christ God has blessed our country
神通过耶稣基督祝福了我们的国家
And your people are going to my country to find that blessing of God
那你们国家的人要到我们的国家去寻找这个神的祝福
I have come to your country to bring God's blessing, not His curse
但我来是要把神的祝福带到你的国家我不是带来咒诅
And if you don't like what I'm doing, you can kick me out tomorrow
如果你不喜欢我所做的你可以明天就把我赶出去
Because during that time in Uzbekistan, if you are a missionary and you are arrested leading Bible study, they take you right out of the country.
因为在那个时候，乌兹别克斯坦，如果你是传教士，你在讲圣经的时候被发现的时候，就是要会被驱逐出境的。
And I knew that could happen to me.
我知道这个会可能发生在我身上。
So when I said you can kick me out tomorrow,
所以当我说你可以把我明天赶走
，He stood up.He pounded on the table and he said, "No, I want you in my country."
当我说完这句话的时候，他站起来，用手重重地砸着桌子，说：“不，我要你在我的国家。”
He said, "We need more people like you."
他说：“我需要更多像你这样的人。”
He said, "I want you to bring blessing to my country."
他说：“我要你祝福我们的国家。”
God totally changed his heart.
神完全改变了他的心。
And we could stay in the country for 8 more months.
我们又在这个国家多拘留了8个月。
But after 8 months, Muzaffar's father reported us to the capital city.
不过八个月以后，这个 Muzaffar 他的父亲又把我们举报到了首都。
And we had to leave the country.
我们必须要离开这个国家。
We pray for 7 leaders.
我们为7个带领的人祷告。
And then we pray for our church.
为我们的教会祷告。
And then they, our church members, prayed over our family.
我们教会的会众也为我们家庭祷告
And they commissioned us to the next Muslim country, Kyrgyzstan
他差派我们到了另外的一个国家是吉尔吉斯斯坦
They said, please take this message to the next country, they need it also
他们说将这信息带到我们的邻国他们也需要这个信息
So we could not come back to America
所以我们没能回到美国
Because they said, go to the next one
他们说你们要去到另外一个国家。
So we were in Kyrgyzstan for 4 years.
我们在吉尔吉斯斯坦居住了4年。
And then we came back in 2010.
2010年我们回到这里。
And our kids are now grown.
我们的孩子都长大了。
My second son is 3 inches taller than me.
我的第二个孩子还要比我高3个英寸。
And remember when we were going to mission field, we were going to homeschool, and some of our members said, "No, they're going to be dummies."
记得我之前我们说的，我们把他带去以后，我们教会的人担心他们会变笨了。
He just graduated from UVA with full scholarship, and he's also at UVA. The Lord has provided full scholarship for both of them.
我的这两个儿子，他们现在都在弗吉尼亚大学，其中一个刚刚毕业，他们都有学校资助的全额的奖学金。
And our daughter just started at Princeton University with full scholarship.
我们的女儿也是刚刚开始在普林斯顿大学读书，有学校的。全额奖学金的资助。
Actually, we have to pay $500.
不过我们还是需要付，我们只需要付500块钱。
Tuition is 55,000.
学费是55,000。
God loves your children.
神爱你们的孩子。
And your grandchildren.
还有你们的子孙。
If you want them to go to good school like Ivy League school, go to the mission field and come back.
要是想让他们读好的常春藤的大学的话带他们去宣道的地图然后再带他们回来神会看顾我们的孩子
And then when my wife and I got married we didn't buy a home
我和我的妻子结婚的时候我们没有买房子
Because we thought if we bought a home here it would tie our hearts to America.
我们想着，如果我们买了一个房子，我们就有太多的牵挂在这里。
So when we came back, we had no home.
我们回来以后没有房子住。
But before we left the mission field, we had a family worship devotion, and we read this verse.
但是我们离开之前，我们在家里面灵修的时候读到了这一段经文。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
先求神的国神的义这一切都自会加给你们马太福音六章三十三节
And I told my family Our church says they have no missionary house But this promise is from Jesus It's not from the church
我对我的家人说那教会没回来以后教会没有给我们预备房子不过这个承诺不是来自于教会而是来自于耶稣
So if Jesus gives you a house What would you like in a house?
那我对家人说，如果耶稣要给你一个房子，你希望它是什么样的
？So our youngest, she said, I want a swimming pool.
我们最小的，他说我要一个游泳池。
He said, I would like a large yard so we can have a dog.
其中一个儿子说，我想要一个大的院子，可以养一只狗。
He said, I want lots of trees.
另外一个孩子说，我想要很多树。
My wife said, I want hardwood floor.
我的妻子说，我需要一个硬木的地板。
And I said, okay, then I want a brick house.
我说，那我就需要一个红砖的房子。
So one year, about one and a half year after we came back, we cannot make payment for our town home.
我们回来一年半以后，我们不能再付我们
And we're looking for a cheaper place.
我们想要找一个更便宜的地方住。
And my old friend from work, he's an engineer, Bob, he called me up and said, I want to help you.
我曾经工作的一个地方有一个工程师，他说，我想要帮助你。
He said 30 years ago, he built a house in Leesburg.
他说三十年前他在 Leesburg 建了一个房子
with his own hands.
他自己亲自用手建
And then just recently he built another house in another part of Virginia.
最近他又在另外的一个地方盖了一个房子
And he said the first home is empty.
他说我们之前的房子已经空了
Would you like to come and live there?
你想不想住在那里
You can stay there until Jesus comes back.
你可以一直住到耶稣再来
So this is our home.
这是我们的房子
Four bedroom brick house.
四个卧室的红砖房
，hardwood floor in every room，
硬木的地板铺满每个房间
，acres，
有十个
，lots of trees，
有很多树
，two acres of yard，
有两亩的
，which our second son is mowing，
我们的小儿子他负责除草
，and it has a swimming pool，
还有一个游泳池
，and last Thanksgiving our neighbor gave us a free puppy as a gift。
去年感恩节的时候，我的邻居给了我一只狗作为宠物。
God fulfilled everything on our list.
神填满了我们每一个祷告的单子。
That's how much God loves your children.
这就是神有多爱你的
孩子。That's how much God loves you.
这是神有多爱你。
And He wants your children to obey Him to go to anywhere He sends them.
他想要他的子民。在他差遣他们去任何地方的时候都
服从
不过做父母的我们不能把他们抓在手里
Because you're saying to God You cannot love my children The way I love my children
那就是对神说你不能比我更爱我的孩子
And God wants to say to you I love your children and grandchildren So much more
神对我们说的是我比你更爱你的孩子
Would you release them to meWould you give them to me?
你愿不愿意释放他们
He loves China. You are going all over the world. But he needs Chinese people to be his ambassadors.
但是他需要很多人，中国人作为他的使者。
God has brought your children not for the American dream, but for God's dream.
神所养的孩子不是为了追寻一个美国梦。
So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bless this church. I bless the young people and the old people.And I pray that from this church you will send out many generations of missionaries to the ends of the earth. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. And may his love fill our hearts and send us to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.